SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Heavy storms slammed the Houston area again on Friday.
Storms that made their way through the Houston area prompted high water rescues and severe flooding. In an AP interview, National Weather Service meteorologist Tim Cady says rainfall is causing rivers in and around the Houston area to overflow.
Flash flooding and serious flooding along our rivers, particularly the San Jacinto and the Trinity River basins, which have experienced a lot of flooding that's led to flooded homes, evacuations, as well as folks that need to be rescued from their vehicles.
He also says some parts of Houston have received up to 20 inches of rain, and the weather pattern could continue to move into the weekend. I'm Haya Pinjuani.
Also, a flood watch in effect through Sunday afternoon as forecasters expect another 1 to 3 inches of water overnight in the soaked region and a likelihood of major flooding. Also at SRNnews.com, regulators filed charges against an auditing firm which was recently hired by former President Trump's media company.
The Securities and Exchange Commission has charged the auditing firm hired by Trump Media and Technology Group just 37 days ago with massive fraud. The charges are not for any work it performed for former President Donald Trump's media company. The SEC charged the accounting firm B.F. Borgers and its owner, Benjamin F. Borgers, of deliberate and systematic failures in more than 1,500 audits. The charges include failing to abide by audit standards set by an oversight board, fabricating documentation to cover up those shortcomings, and falsely stating in audit reports that its work met those standards. Trump Media said it is looking forward to working with new auditors. I'm Norman Hall.
Meanwhile, it was Mystic Dan winning in a three-way photo finish at the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby Saturday. This is SRN News. There's a new report on fertility from the CDC.
And it's down again, dropping to 1.62, which is well below the standard replacement rate of 2.1 for industrialized countries. The U.S. fertility rate is the lowest it's been since the government began compiling records some 100 years ago. There were just about 3.6 million total births in the country last year, the lowest number since 1979. The U.S. has been below the replacement rate since 2007. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism surging on America's college campuses, Congress is considering a bill requiring federal monitors to be sent to campuses of colleges and universities. Those officials would chart anti-Semitic acts and oversee the school's response to them. And while the monitors would be appointed by the Secretary of Education, their salaries would be paid by the universities. This is SRN News. There's new evidence in a helicopter crash happening 2 years ago in North Carolina.
Federal investigators have discovered disconnected and missing hardware aboard the chopper that went down in 2022, killing the pilot and a TV meteorologist. The NTSB's final report says the probable cause was inadequate inspections by the pilot as well as maintenance personnel, resulting in an eventual loosening of the hardware and subsequent loss of helicopter control. The helicopter crashed along a Charlotte area interstate. Jason Walker reporting.
The government and Google made their closing arguments in a high-stakes antitrust trial, and now a federal judge in Washington will decide whether the tech giant's search engine constitutes an illegal monopoly. A final ruling in the case expected later this year. More details at SRNnews.com.